Marriage Lines. A series based on the mutual love and mistrust of two newlyweds, with Richard Briers as George Starling and Quinella Scales as his wife, Kate.
You know, it's almost worth having a bit of a crisis in your life for the rosy way things flow along once it's over. I mean, there's always, there's only one snag, really. The moment your life starts flowing rosily, there's usually another crisis just around the corner. Anyway, the time I'm talking about, we've both been pretty worried because I nearly got the sack at work for being a bit outspoken after a few drinks. Well, they eventually decided to keep me on, probably because they knew they wouldn't find anyone else to do so much for so little. But, as I said, life was flowing rosily, and I was having a lovely grumble at breakfast one morning. You know, the way you can when you know the other person's not going to hold it against you. In fact, I was going such great guns, I didn't notice that poor old Kate was looking a bit green about the gills. I don't know, I really don't. You girls have got it made, you really have. You know what it is to get dressed in the morning with every nerve screaming for another hour's sleep, forcing one foot in front of the other?
Well, actually, darling, I'm not feeling too hot this morning.
Oh, dear. Well, it's all right for you, isn't it? You can climb straight back into bed the moment I've tottered out.
Yes, well, I might this morning.
This morning? I'll bet you do it most mornings. I've often thought of myself, she's probably crawling back between those sheets this very minute. There am I with the underground rattling my bones to the marrow.
It's a spot of indigestion, I think.
But what do you think I get every morning? Dashing down the road with marmalade all over my face and two cups of tea.
Please, George.
Kate.
Don't worry about me, darling. You have your breakfast.
What's the matter, then?
I told you, indigestion. Probably one of those muscles.
What, last night?
Mm.
Well, I'm all right.
Good, darling.
Look, Kate.
Mm?
Are you sure it's just indigestion?
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
No, George, you're not going to be a daddy. Is that what you meant?
Well, you know.
Yes, well, I promise you, darling, there's no need to start saving for the pram.
So it's just indigestion, then, is it?
That's right.
Oh, well, take some bicarbonate.
Yes, I have.
Well, it'll go soon, then, won't it?
Honestly, men are so unsympathetic. If there's anything wrong with you, it's groans and moans and temperature taking.
Nonsense.
It's true. What about when you cut your hand? You went on for hours about blood poisoning. Then you find you couldn't move your head and you immediately suspected tetanus and started worrying because you hadn't made a will. And the doctor came round and said it was the cleanest cut he'd ever seen and the only other thing wrong with you was a stiff neck.
All right. I don't think I came out of that too badly, quite frankly. I thought about you.
When?
I wanted to make a will.
For a stiff neck?
Well, never mind about the stiff neck. Get off the stiff neck for a minute. I was exceptionally considerate at a moment of great personal worry.
Well, I'm sorry, George, but I happen to have a pain.
Oh, nonsense. You've forgotten all about it.
When?
Just now.
No, I hadn't.
You had. You were so busy bawling me out, you completely forgotten about it. You try to make me out to be a hypochondriac. I'm sorry, darling.
George.
No. You get straight back to bed, darling. Straight away. Go on. If you lie there and really concentrate, you might be able to get your indigestion back again. Morning, Jeannie.
Morning. Afternoon would be more like it.
What? Oh, I know. It's been one of those mornings. My wife wasn't well, and I missed my usual train. The next one stopped for hours in the tunnel.
Oh, I am sorry.
What?
About your wife.
Oh, it's only indigestion, a bad muscle or something.
Yes, but that can be nasty, can't it?
Yes, I know. Well, I must get on, Jeannie.
Oh, Sarah said if I saw you, would you ring Mr. Sheldrake's been asking for your report?
Oh, he would, the one day I'm late. Well, thanks, Jeannie.
I hope your wife will be better.
What? Oh, yes, it's all right. It's only a stomach ache, that's all. Oh, Starling here, Sarah. I believe Mr. Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, morning, sir. Yes, I'm afraid I was a bit... No, sir, it won't happen. No, it was just that...
Oh, you're here, then. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, my wife wasn't too well this morning, sir, you see. I very nearly finished the report. I can let you have it by... I beg your pardon, sir? Oh, just a spot of indigestion, sir, but... Well, it meant I had to cope a bit before I left. Well, that's very kind of you, sir. I'm sure she will. No, honestly, sir, I can manage the report. Oh, thank you, sir. Goodbye.
That was a bit of quick thinking.
Yeah, I thought I was in for a rocket.
Not when your wife isn't well, old boy.
What?
Oh, I must remember that one.
No, it's true, actually.
About your wife?
Yes.
Oh, I am sorry, old man. I never dreamed.
Oh, that's all right, Arthur.
Bad, is it?
Well, one hopes not. You never know with seafood, do you?
Ptomaine?
Well, that's what I say. You never know.
Nah. You've called the doctor.
Well, I told her to, of course, but she didn't want to. You know what they're like.
Oh, but I do. They're braver than we are.
Yeah, what? Yes, well... Well, I made her promise.
Martyrs.
Yes, what?
They're blooming martyrs.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, martyrs, yes. Anyway, I told her, you know, if it didn't get any better, she was to...
Hello, Dennis.
Hello. George, sorry to hear about your wife.
What?
Jean just told me.
Oh, thanks, Dennis.
Oh, I know what it's like when my better half complains. I mean, it takes a lot to get a squeak out of them, doesn't it?
Which is what I said to George, isn't it, George?
Yes.
They're such martyrs. It's a real worry when they suddenly complain about something wrong with them.
That's right. I mean, they don't go moaning around the place like we do at the first twinge. Like I said the last time Mary got ill. It's not till you have to do without them that you realize you ruddy well couldn't do without them. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well, anything I can do, George.
Oh, thanks, Dennis.
And me?
Well, it's only indigestion.
It takes a lot to make a woman complain. I mean, they don't utter most times, do they? When they're feeling out of sorts, they just go quiet and look sort of spiritual.
Yes.
Chin up, old man.
Oh, yes, sir. Chin up, yes. Do you mind going out? I want to talk to Kate.
Oh, of course. Yes. Bully for you.
Yeah, bully. Yeah, bully, yes.
Hello?
Hello, darling. How are you?
George?
Yes, of course it is. How are you feeling, my darling?
All right.
No, truthfully.
Well, it's no worse.
Oh, poor darling. Look, Kate, I insist you send for the doctor.
George, I've taken some bicarb.
Now, self-treatment can be very dangerous. Now, will you please ring Dr. Bennett?
All right, darling.
And let me know what he says.
Yes. You're sweet to me, George.
Well, I don't like you to be ill.
Was that why you were so funny this morning?
What? Oh, yes, yes. Of course it was, yes.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Why?
Being cross with you and all the time you were just worried about me.
Well, you weren't to know.
Yes, I was. I guessed it. The moment you left, I felt terrible.
You are silly.
Why?
Well, worrying about me when you were ill.
Were you worried about me?
When?
When you wanted to make a will.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, now, you ring Dr. Bennett.
All right, darling.
And then get straight back into bed and wait for him.
Yes, darling.
Okay?
Yes.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Mrs. Darling.
It's all right, Jeannie. I've spoken to Mr. Sheldrake.
No, I've just been talking to Mari here. Come in, Mari. Her mother had a terrible time.
I beg your pardon?
With a muscle. Tell him, Mari.
Well, I don't want to worry, Mr. Starling.
Well, it's better to be worried now than sorry later, isn't it?
Well, Jeannie said your wife ate a bad muscle.
Well, we think so.
Well, my mum had a terrible time.
With a muscle?
Yes.
She drank something to kill the pain and it turned the muscle to stone.
Stone?
Stone. She was in agony for 3 weeks.
You thought you were going to lose her.
Not only that, there were times when she wanted to go.
Good Lord.
Well, I thought you'd want to know, Mr. Starling.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jeannie, and,
Mari.
Mari, yes. How's your mother now?
She's never been able to keep down fish since.
Thank you. Oh, is Starling here again, Sarah? Could I speak to Mrs. Sheldrake, please? What? It is urgent. Yes, it's very urgent. Yeah. Thanks. Oh, hello, sir. Look, sorry to bother you, but my wife's taken a slight turn for the worse, sir. Would you mind if I... Well, it's very kind of you, sir. Sorry about the report, but... Yes, I will. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Darling, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What? Out of bed. Tidying myself for the doctor.
I thought you were ill.
Well, I was, darling, but just after you rang, I began to feel better. It was probably the bicarb.
Well, why did you ring the doctor?
Well, because you made me promise.
Yeah, but I made you promise because you said you were feeling worse.
No, darling, I said I wasn't any worse. Don't you remember?
What?
Well, that's why I was so surprised to see you home.
Oh, yes, but...
Well, I'm pleased to see you, darling, because I was just wondering, suppose the doctor gives me a prescription, I won't be able to get it made up, will I? Because you said I was to stay in bed.
Yes, well, that's why I came, actually.
To take my prescription in?
Yes.
Oh, darling, you are...
Kate.
Oh, wasn't it a beast? It's all quiet, and then suddenly it gets up and lunges at you.
Darling, thank heaven I came home. Now, look, come on, you get straight into bed. Come on, I'll give you a hand. You're right. Gently, does it. Right, comfy? Good heavens, if I had any idea it was as bad as this, I'd never have left you this morning. You haven't anything to drink, have you?
Only the bicarb? Why?
Well, if it was a muscle, they can turn to stone inside you, you know.
Only if you drink gin.
What? Oh, really?
And that's only an old wives' tale.
Yes, well, all right, perhaps, but, you know, there's no smoke without fire, you know. Now, don't move. Now, we don't want another one of those twinges, do we?
Thank you, darling.
Okay?
Lovely.
Now, all right, now, will you just lie there nice and quiet till Dr. Bennett comes. Anything you want?
No, thank you, darling.
Sure?
Yes.
Right, well, I'll be in the next room if you want me.
I'm so glad you came back, darling.
Well, of course I did, Emma. Someone's got to hold your hand, haven't they?
Darling?
Another twinge?
No. Would you look in the wardrobe for my bed jacket?
Bed jacket?
Yes, my pink quilted one. I thought I'd wear it when the doctor comes.
What, this one?
That's it, darling. Instead of a dressing gown.
I'll leave it by the bed.
Thank you, darling.
Now,
darling?
Yes, Ollie?
Seems awfully stuffy in here. Would you see if the window's open?
The window?
Yes.
It's wide open.
Is it really?
Yes.
Doesn't it seem stuffy to you?
No.
Oh, well, sorry, darling.
Now, you try and get some rest.
George?
Yes?
I think it seems stuffy with the curtains pulled. Would you open them, darling? Sorry, darling.
Anything else you want while I'm here?
No, thank you.
You're sure?
Yes.
Right.
Oh.
Yes?
No, perhaps I shouldn't.
Right.
Do you think?
What?
I feel like a glass of milk.
No.
You don't think I should?
No.
It's only gin that turns them to stone.
Even so.
Yes, I'm sure you're right, darling.
Good.
So could you make me a cup of tea?
Kate.
Yes, darling?
Is there or is there not anything wrong with your stomach?
Darling, you know there is. That's why you came home.
I came home because I thought you were feeling worse.
But I told you on the phone that I was feeling better.
All right. Well, how are you feeling now?
Much better, thank you, darling. You sure I couldn't have the milk?
I'm sure you could. In fact, I'm fairly certain you could quite safely tackle a steak and kidney pudding.
This time of the morning?
I mean, Kate, that while you are exhibiting every symptom of the rudest good health, there is an overworked, underpaid, very ancient doctor speeding across London to save your life.
George, you made me get the doctor.
If you bring that up again, I'll...
George, where are you going?
Back to the office.
But who's going to get my prescription?
Kate, I don't think for one moment the doctor will give you a prescription. I think it's far more likely that he will give you the sack from his panel. I don't expect you back early either. I've got hours of work to catch up and attend to you.
Well, how late, George, is the meal?
Don't worry, I'll eat out.
Women, oh, who's that now?
Ah, Mr. Starling.
Oh, Dr. Bennett.
May I come in?
Are you all right? Oh, yes. Sorry, Doctor.
Thank you. How is your wife?
She's better.
Really?
Yes. So I'm afraid it's been a wild goose chase.
Oh, well, I think I'll take a look at her while I'm here, if only to get my breath back after all your stares. Through here. Good morning, Mrs. Starling.
Oh, no. What's this now?
Hello. Oh, hello, Miles. Well, good Lord, how did you hear? No, they're all hysterical hypochondriacs in my office. Kate's fine, old man. It's just a spot of indigestion, that sort. Yeah, why did you ring the office anyway? Oh, tonight? Yeah, well, we'd love to. Well, what about the old spaghetti place? You're around the corner. Nice and cheap, anyway. Unless your companion isn't a stone bonk certainty and you want somewhere more romantic. Yeah. Okay, well, where should we meet then? What, in the local? Right, yeah, well, Kate and I will be there from, what, 7 on? Fine, yeah. Oh, no hurry, old man. No hurry at all. I never get restless if there's a pint within reach. Right. Well, look, Miles, I've got to go, old man. Now, I'll see you at 7. Okay, bye.
I'm afraid you won't be seeing Mr. Tarling.
What?
May I use the phone?
What do you mean?
I want your wife in for observation.
You want her in?
I'm sorry. Would you mind closing the door?
What? Oh, yes, of course. Oh, what do you mean, in hospital?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's impossible to tell you from a cursory sort of... Hello? Oh, this is Dr. Bennett. I have a female patient I'd like to bring in immediately. Yes, if you would. No, I should bring in my car. Thank you so much. Don't worry too much. I'm famous for being overcautious.
But you said she felt better.
Yes, well, ladies are rather apt to minimize their sufferings, as you probably know. They don't yell it from the rooftops like we men do, eh?
No.
Although it's not acute, except for the spasms.
What isn't?
Well, that's what we've got to find out. Could be a grumbling appendix. Well, I'll go and wash my hands, if I may. Go through and cheer her up.
Yes.
Hello, darling. Just packing a few things. I'm sorry about this. Isn't it a nuisance? Don't think you're getting rid of me, though. I'll probably be back tonight. Dr. Bennett says he's famous for being overcautious.
Darling, I'm so sorry.
What?
What, all those awful things I said?
Now, don't be silly, George. You only make it worse for me.
Miss Darling!
Yes, I'm ready, Doctor.
Well, I'll come down with you.
Oh, yes, darling, please. It'll stop the neighbours talking when they see me getting into a car with a strange man. Come on, darling.
Oh, blast, here's the phone. Just a minute, I... Hello?
Mrs. Darling?
Yeah, who's that?
Jeannie. It didn't sound like you.
No, well, look, I'm in a hurry, Jeannie.
Okay, Mari wants a word.
Yes, but look,
I just thought I'd better tell you, Mrs. Darling.
Well, I'll be back later, Mari.
No, well, you can tell your wife not to worry, see? Because I've just checked with my mum, and it wasn't a muscle.
What?
That made her so ill. It was a whelk.
No, but I can't stop, Dad.
I just wondered if you'd heard anything.
No, no, I told you last night I was to ring again at lunchtime.
Oh, yes, well, I was going off the office. I just wondered.
Okay, Dad, well...
How are you coping?
Coping?
Yes, well, I remember when your mother went into hospital. It wasn't much fun.
But what did Mum go in for?
Well, to have you, of course.
Good Lord, Dad.
So if there's anything any of us can do...
No, honestly.
You sure?
Yes, Dad.
Well, give us a ring the moment you know.
Right.
Right. Your mother wants a word.
Well, look, I'm
Hello,
just...
Hello, darling.
Hello, Mum.
You heard anything yet?
No, I just told Dad.
Oh, did you? Well, no news is good news, as they say.
No.
Though I've never understood exactly what they meant, have you?
Yeah, well, look, I told Dad I'd ring as soon as I had...
Oh, yeah, just a minute, darling. Your father wants a word with you.
George?
Yes, Dad.
I'd come to lunch with me today.
What? No, 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 thanks. No, I hope to be seeing her then.
Oh, I see. Well, another day, eh?
Yes.
All right, my boy.
Right.
Handing you back to your mother.
Now, George, you've got to eat.
Well, of course I will, Mum.
You just turned down lunch with your father.
Because I had to ring the hospital. I told him that.
Just a minute, darling. What's that, dear?
He's got to ring the hospital then.
Oh, your father said you've got to ring the hospital then.
Yes.
So you'll manage all right, will you, darling?
Yes, I told him that too.
Have you had any breakfast?
No.
Oh, George.
I was getting it when you rang.
Oh, were you, darling? Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I won't keep you any longer then. Bye, darling.
Bye, Mum.
George! George, you there?
Yes, Dad.
You sound a bit edgy, my boy.
Yes, I'm sorry, Dad.
Look, I know you're worried, but you're not going to make it any better by taking it out on people who try to be sympathetic.
I know, I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, I tell you, George, when people queue up to lavish their finer feelings on you, you make the most of it. Sympathy spotlight jolly soon swings to somebody else.
Yes.
I mean, I expect to make a fuss of you at the office.
Will they?
Yes, of course they will. They had a grand time when your mother was in. So, remember, next time someone says something nice, let it wash over you. Better than a shower.
Okay, Dad. Well, thanks.
All right, son. Ring us when you're here.
Yes, I will.
Bye, George.
Bye, Dad. Sympathy spotlight.
Morning, George. Any news?
No, not yet, Arthur.
Oh, well, no news is good news, eh?
No.
Anything I can do?
No, thank you, Arthur.
Sure, tea, coffee. Did you have breakfast this morning?
Oh, no, I didn't, actually.
Right. A nice cup of black coffee is what you need.
Well, I'll get it.
Oh, you sit right there.
Oh, hello, Arthur. Just looked into...
There's no news.
Oh. Well, they say no news is good news, don't they?
Just getting him a coffee.
Coffee? Why?
No breakfast.
Oh. Anything I can do, George?
No, thanks, Dennis.
You sure?
Quite.
Well, I don't suppose I need to tell you, George. We're all keeping our fingers crossed here.
Thanks, Dennis.
Hello, Jeannie.
I thought not.
What?
Arthur just told me you didn't have any breakfast, and I said to him, I thought not. So I packed an extra apple and an egg. Would you care for them, Mr. Starling?
Well, that's very kind of you, Jeannie.
Mari did the same. Show him, Mari.
It's an egg and bacon sandwich.
Well, thank you too, Mari.
Cold.
What? Well, thanks, sir. Thank you very much. Well, I've got enough here for lunch too, haven't I?
Have you heard anything, Mr. Starling?
Nope.
Oh, well, you know what they say about no news, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Only I was discussing it with my mum. You know, she suffered with a whelk. Well, we thought it might be something similar with your wife.
No, well, they're still trying to pin it down.
Well, that's what I mean. They had something like it on Dr. Kildare.
What?
Well, I didn't see it, but my mum was telling me.
All right, well, what?
Well, it was a man, actually.
Yes?
And he had this pain. Uh-huh. And they took him in and they couldn't find anything, see. But in looking for it, they found something else.
That wasn't giving him a pain.
No, but it would have done soon if they hadn't caught it.
Yes, I know. Yes, yes. But see, in my wife's case, you see, it's an appendix.
So here you are, George. This coffee will cheer you up.
Oh, thank you, Arthur. And Jeannie and Mario brought my breakfast. You know, I want you all to know how grateful I am. It takes a crisis like this in one's life to realize...
It was like a warning then, Mario.
Eh? Yes.
What was?
Mari was just talking about something she saw on TV.
No, my mum saw it.
Well, cheers, Arthur.
Cheers, George. What's that, Mari?
Well, it was on Dr. Kildare. Well, I thought it might be like what Mrs. Starling has, where this man had a pain for no reason.
And I was just saying...
Oh, that... yes, I know what they call it. Yes, I saw it on Ben Casey.
What?
When you're all right, but you think yourself into something and...
Yes, well, I'm going to have my breakfast now, thanks to you ladies. Yes, I'll be able to tell my wife when I go and see her. She'll have to look to her cooking laurels.
Emergency ward had a mystery illness. This woman was in pain, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her. Do you know what it was? She was suffering from her sister.
Yes, well, you see, Kate...
Her sister was expecting a baby, and she was feeling it.
Good heavens.
That's very interesting, Dennis. Fascinating, fascinating. You see, if I may be allowed to speak...
That wasn't emergency ward.
Was it?
No, Dr. Finley's casebook.
No. No, it wasn't.
All right, then, which?
What?
Where was it on?
Saturday Night Theatre.
Yes.
Radio.
Well.
Yes, well, we were discussing, my wife.
Well, they do some good plays on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that one about the bloke who was trying to sell the prize pig?
Oh, yeah, that was a funny one, wasn't it?
I didn't hear that one.
Did you, Mari?
No.
Now, listen.
That was a scream. This fella, you see, had a prize pig and slept in his house on a velvet cushion.
Look, if you want to laugh, would you kindly go somewhere else? I've got work to do.
I'm sorry, George. I thought as we were talking about your wife...
Talking about my wife was more like listening to the critics.
Well, we were. We were only trying to find out what was wrong with her, weren't we?
Yes, well, she doesn't happen to be on the panel of either Dr. Kildare or Ben Casey, so they won't be able to help much, will they?
Sarah? Oh, yes, hang on. It's for you, George. The hospital.
The hospital?
Oh.
Hello?
Mr. Starling?
Yes?
Good news, Mr. Starling. All's well.
What?
Dr. Bennett's fears of a grumbling appendix were unfounded, but they're seldom spoke without fire, so he subjected Mrs. Starling to some exhaustive tests, of all of which I'm glad to say proved negative.
Say, so you mean...
There's nothing wrong with your wife whatever, Mr. Starling. There never was, and all being well, there never will be. She'll have to stay here for a couple of days. As I said, the tests were exhaustive, and we don't want her to overdo things at home. If you care to come see her... Could you manage midday?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How is she?
All right.
Yes.
She's better.
Didn't we tell you not to worry?
When can you see her?
Well, now, this morning.
And she can go home soon.
Day after tomorrow.
Isn't that wonderful? What was wrong with her then?
Nothing.
Well, didn't... What?
What?
What do you mean, George? Nothing.
Oh, what I say. Nothing.
Is that what they said on the phone?
Yes.
What do you mean, like, nothing at all?
Yes.
Then why did they take her in?
Search me. Well, she had a pain, I told you.
Oh, I know, you said, a bad muscle.
They don't take people into hospital for bad muscles.
I know they don't. The doctor thought it might be a grumbling appendix.
But it wasn't.
No. Well, they gave her lots of tests.
Huh?
Yes.
What did they find?
Nothing.
Oh,
No. What's the matter then? Are you disappointed?
Don't be an idiot.
But come on, be honest. You'd rather she'd be ill, wouldn't you?
Are you talking about George?
Well, I must be getting back to the office. Me too.
Yes.
You are a load of ghouls.
What do you mean?
When you thought Kate was ill, you were all over me, weren't you? Now you discover there's nothing wrong with her. I wouldn't be surprised if Mari didn't ask for a bacon and egg sandwich back. Where is it?
Hello?
It's Mr. Sheldrake here, darling. Sir told me she'd see you this morning. Well, I assure you that there was no necessity for you to come in to finish that report. I fully expect you to take the day off.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir.
Have you heard from the hospital?
Yes, sir. They've just rung.
And how is she?
Well, she's fine, sir.
Splendid. What was wrong with her?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
No, sir.
Couldn't find anything?
No, sir.
I see. Well, that's splendid, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like the report by tea time, if you can manage it, darling.
Nurse, excuse me. Is Mrs. Starling in this ward?
That's right, sir.
Oh, thank you.
The end bed.
Oh, it's empty.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes.
Hello, darling. Sorry, I had to powder my nose. Oh, what lovely flowers, but you shouldn't have bothered, really, darling. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me.
Kate, shouldn't you be in bed?
What? Oh, no, that's just Dr. Bennett fussing. I promise you, darling, I've never felt better. So what have you been doing, darling? I thought of you so much.
What? Oh, nothing.
Oh, don't be silly, George. What did you do last night, for instance?
Stay in.
But I thought you were going out with Miles.
Well, no, it was, but that was before you came in here. After that, I had to stay by the phone, didn't I?
Well, not as it happened, darling, no. Still, it was very sweet of you.
Thank you.
George, is anything the matter?
What do you mean?
Well, you seem a bit tetchy.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get my sleep last night, did I?
Didn't you? Oh, darling, not because you were worrying about me.
Yes, but it doesn't matter.
It does matter. Darling, I feel terribly guilty because I slept like an absolute top. Well, they gave me something, of course. Heaven knows what it was. But I had my best night's sleep in weeks.
Really?
Yes.
You don't sleep so well at home, then?
Yes, of course I do, darling. But you do snore occasionally and sort of, other nights you get cramp. I'm not criticizing, George, but it's not very restful with you sort of grunting and jerking. Oh, but you shouldn't have worried about me.
Shouldn't I?
Of course not, silly
well,
thing.
What do you expect me to do then? Jump into bed without noticing you weren't there and just drop off?
There is something the matter, George.
No.
Look, I know you.
Do you? Well, then you shouldn't have to ask, should you?
George, please keep your voice down.
Haven't you the slightest inkling of the humiliation that you've put me through in the last 24 hours?
I have.
You have, I have. I've made a fool of myself in the office. And with Mrs. Sheldrake, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I paid through the nose for those blasted flowers, and all you can do is prattle on about your night's sleep and my cramp. Look, all I can say is I wish I had the time to put my feet up for a couple of days in hospital.
George! Where are you going, George?
Matron. Sorry to trouble you, Matron. Which way is the lift, please?
The lift? Well, you went down the corridor through those green doors at the end of the...
Would you come up and see Mrs. Starling? She's just slipped up and I think she sprained her ankle.
Oh, what a pity. She was going to go out in a few days' time.
It's all right. I'll come with you.
In that episode of Marriage Lines were Richard Bryars and Cornelia Scales as George and Kate Starling. Arthur was played by Frederick Treves, Dennis by Peter Hawkins, Jeannie by Audrey Nicholson, and Murray by Penny Morrell. George's parents were played by Jeffrey Sumner and Diana King, and Dr. Bennett by Frederick Treves. Marriage Lines was written by Richard Waring and produced by Charles Maxwell.